You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Finally, he meets with his dear brother from the same mother, Binyamin. And then we see the boat becomes very emotional, and he sits in the Torah, and they both start crying on each other's neck. So the way it's stated in the Torah, that Binyamin cried on the neck of Yosef, and Yosef cried on the neck of Binyamin. So the way it states in the Torah, on the neck, for Yosef HaTzadik uses the singular term, but for Binyamin uses Saberei, that means plural. It seems like double neck. So Rashi HaKadosh is teaching us, actually they cried on Batei Mikdashot and Mishkan Shiloh. Because we have a pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Migdal David Sabarech. So this pasuk refers to Beit HaMikdash. So now, Binyamin cried for Yosef that later on, when they build the Mishkan in Shiloh, then it's going to be destroyed. And also Yosef cried for Binyamin that the portion that the Beit HaMikdash is going to be built in his portion also is going to be destroyed. So now, everybody asks, and after 22 years, you see your brother start crying. Now, what is it to cry? Then now, just be happy that you're fortunate to see your brother. So now, the reason that they cried is that they cried because the reason that they were separated for so long time because there was a baseless hatred among the brothers. So that's why they were separated for so long time. So now, why they're crying for the Beit HaMikdash? Because the reason that actually caused that they'll be not be able to see one another is exactly the same cause that the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed.
Actually, they
cried
for the
Shekhinah,
no?
Right, so yeah, they cried because the same way that they were separated for so long, the same reason the Beit HaMikdash is going to be destroyed. They were separated because of Sinat Chinam, because the baseless hatred. And then they noticed in their prophecy in Ruach HaKodesh that the same trouble is going to come about for Am Yisrael, that they're going to lose the Beit HaMikdash because they after each other to hurt and trouble one another. Sinat Chinam. So now, what's the solution here? So they offer the solution also. And that is, Binyamin cried for Yosef, and Yosef cried for Binyamin. So now here, they're teaching us the reason that we can solve this matter, instead of crying for our problems, you have to cry for other people's problems. Yeah, so the same way that they cried for one another, not for themselves. Binyamin cried for Yosef, and Yosef cried for Binyamin. So that's the solution, that because usually people say, I have this problem, I have that problem. So now you have to shift to other people's problem. So that means you have to care and be concerned about what people go through. Pray for them. calm him down. Bezat Hashem, tell him he's going to be okay. So that's what the task that we have. So now there's another interesting point, because why we call Beit HaMikdash Nek? What's the reason that the Nek resembles Beit HaMikdash? Why? What's the connection between Nek and Beit HaMikdash?
Connects the upper and the lower.
Ah, very nice. So now, as you know, the Nek, if you notice, if you haven't noticed till now, it connects your head to the body. You noticed? Yeah? Especially today, it's kind of hard to notice. So the neck connects the body to the head. So the same thing, Beit HaMikdash connects us to the head, that is Shamayim. So now we don't have Beit HaMikdash, that means the connection, as the Gemara brings, that we don't have Nebuah, and so on. And the Tefillah is harder to get up to. So there's another beautiful message. So now, actually, you can say, your neck is Beit HaMikdash. Your neck is Beit HaMikdash. What do you do with your neck, usually? What do you do?
You breathe with it.
You breathe? Oh, I thought you breathe with your nose.
Connection to breathing.
Oh, so that's the same with the lung. The lung also the same thing. What's the main? What is the main thing? Is there? How do you people talk?
I don't.
Oh, it's your neck. I mean, that's where the. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. No. The voice box. Where is it?
It's inside the neck.
Oh, it's inside the neck.
Yes.
Oh, you knew about this?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, you never noticed. It's okay. It's okay. Yeah. So now you noticed it. There's an interesting Gemara Brachot, Daf Nun Chet. It says, Rav Chisda, one day he was walking, and he made a sound, like it's a very painful sound. So Rav Ola was right behind him. So he said, I want to let you know, every the sad sound that you make, it breaks half of your body. You know about this?
Oh,
you didn't know about this. Yes, the Gemara says that every painful sound that comes out of your mouth, it breaks half of your body. So now if you do 10, so that means there's nothing left. Yeah. Yeah, something like that. So now here, it's a very powerful message that when people, unfortunately, they feel they're not feeling well, they're weak and so on, they have this problem, that problem, Chas v'Shalom, not for anyone.
Amen.
So now the Gemara is teaching us these sounds, very painful sound that you make, that's what it breaks your body. So now you can shift it the other way around. Any happy sound that comes out of your mouth, then it builds up your body. So that means if one sound breaks half of your body, so then one good sound builds up two bodies for you. You make three good sound, then you have four bodies. And that's what the connection exactly it is, that your neck is Beit HaMikdash. And just make sure to preserve the Beit HaMikdash in your body. That means say good words, say positive words, say hopeful words. And this way, maybe we'll be able to bring the Beit HaMikdash back.
Amen.
When you make good noises, so then the Beit HaMikdash is going to come back to session. But Chas v'Shalom, if it's only the sound of Yas, Chas v'Shalom, you know, sad, so then who wants such a Beit HaMikdash? And just train yourself, you know, make good sound, positive sound, good words, you know, feedback in words, you know, just tell yourself you're okay, you're best, you're special, and that you're the greatest, it's going to be okay. Don't let anything bother you. So then you see, how is that show?
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.